What's a story in the Bible that you didn't realize for a long time is actually really important? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Now, growing up in church, I heard the story of Jesus dying and coming back to life a bunch of times, and kind of embarrassingly, for a long time, the real theological meaning of that just went right over my head. I guess I just didn't pay enough attention to realize how absolutely central that was. Now, today's story is giving me a little bit of the same experience, but this time it's with Jesus' ascension into heaven. Let's get into it with our story, In the Clouds by Debbie Ewald. Recently, I noticed Ascension Day on the calendar of a religious publication. In my faith tradition, little attention is given to this monumental event. However, the fact that Jesus ascended into heaven is vital to our understanding of his birth, death, and resurrection. Scripture reveals that Christ ascended into heaven 40 days after he rose from the dead. Luke 24, verses 50 and 51 tell us, when he had led them, his disciples, out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Now, what a remarkable sight. Imagine Jesus being taken up into heaven right in front of your eyes. The scriptures sparked my enthusiasm about the ascension. I rediscovered fantastic truths surrounding this historic event. One, Jesus told us to share his message of love and hope just before he ascended into heaven. Two, Jesus promised believers the gift of the Holy Spirit, who comforts us, counsels us, and equips us to share the good news and serve in his kingdom. And if Jesus hadn't left, the Holy Spirit would not have come. Three, Jesus will return the same way that he left. Can you picture the disciples as they witnessed their teacher's departure from this earth? While they were focused on the sky, two angels showed up with the declaration that Jesus will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. That's from Acts 1:11. And Revelation 1:7 says, "Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him." How should the ascension impact our lives? This clear sign does not mean that we should spend every day leisurely cloud watching as we wait for Jesus to return. Jesus commands us to look around us to those who need to hear the good news of his sacrificial love for all people. As we ponder Christ's death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, we are encouraged to share the hope we have in him, that everyone who puts their trust in Jesus has a restored relationship with God, and that someday Jesus will return and restore this broken world, and we will finally see his righteous kingdom come in all its fullness. So what does this story make you think of? Why is it important that we know how Jesus will return? And how can his ascension impact the way we understand the gospel? Now, as you and I can read again in Acts 1:11, this same Jesus will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. And dig into your Bible for yourself and read Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53, Acts 1:4 through 11, and Revelation 1:7 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And are you ready to take the next step in your daily devotions? Then sign up for a free subscription to get the printed version of Unlocked sent to you. Once you have a physical copy in hand, you can set it aside with a real, actual Bible wherever you do devotions and build it up to a daily habit. So get your free subscription when you go to unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me. If you're the type of reader to jump to the end of the story, then you've got something good to read in the Bible. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.